Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Trent Alexander-Arnold contract talks. Now, there's an interesting one. I think I mentioned this to you quite a long time ago. There's reports come out that he's close to an agreement over a new Liverpool contract. He's got less than 2 years left on his current deal. There's speculation about Real Madrid and Barcelona being interested, but that's no huge surprise to anyone, let's be honest. But it's interesting to me because obviously I mentioned 2 years left there. So there's a likelihood that Liverpool are going to want to tie him down anyway. Yeah. But then when you factor in the fact he's obviously so, so important to Liverpool as a footballer, he's now also vice-captain. This makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it, to get a new deal?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be, you know, it's not sort of too strange a point to make that the vice-captaincy, I imagine, factors into the contract negotiations, you know, that... It's a sign of how much he's rated and how important he is to the team, and it's a clear succession plan, isn't it? You know, with Virgil, the age that he is. So, yeah, I don't anticipate any problem. I mean, I think it will be interesting to know what sort of impact the Saudi Arabia thing has on where clubs pitch big contract renewals. You know, with key players in the prime. You know, how do you frame it as a great deal when they know that he can earn so much money elsewhere? But I don't anticipate any problems with Trent and his renewal. You know, we've seen players go back on their word in the past, but Trent's sort of entire career has been built around the idea, I want to be Liverpool's main man. I want to captain this club. I want to win everything. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the symbol really of this Liverpool rise under Jurgen Klopp, isn't he? Or one of them in particular. So yeah, we'll see. You don't want to be letting it go too much longer. I think I wouldn't be at all surprised if, you know, within the next month or two, we're talking about Trent, new 5-year contract or, you know, long term contract, should we say?
Yeah, he's coming into his prime now, isn't he, as well, in terms of age as well. I mentioned obviously his importance to the side, his importance to Jurgen Klopp's plans, his extra responsibility being vice captain. But I wondered whether, obviously, we know Alisson triggered a new clause in his deal to sort of get a pay rise. We know Mohamed Salah's what he's on. Would Trent, not necessarily he's going to go there sort of begging for the same amount of money as what they're on, but he's likely to use that as a yardstick, you would imagine, because that's what agents and footballers do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's already very well paid, I'm certain of that. And he knows how important he is to the team. There's no disguising it. You know, he's not just an old school sort of vice captain. With all due respect, I mean, James Milner was very important, but James Milner's sort of value to Liverpool as vice captain was off the field more, you know, as much as on the field. Trent is not just the vice captain, he's the hub of the team, really, isn't he? Or one of the hubs creatively. So responsibility he has on the pitch as well is huge. So yeah, there's no chance Liverpool are going to undervalue him. You know, we've seen a few players, haven't we, in the last few months. Mason Mount, I think, is an example of someone who could come through, and don't think anyone ever thought he was going to be leaving Chelsea, and you start seeing it, he feels like they're not treating him right, or they're not giving him the right kind of wages. I don't think Liverpool will make that mistake with Trent, because he's one of those players that, like you say, if he leaves Liverpool, it's only to the top. It's only to Real Madrid, to, you know, I can't ever imagine he'd go to Manchester City, but it's only to the sort of the elite level. He's not someone who you can say to him, well, you know, go on then, you want to take your chances elsewhere, it's only downhill. It's not for someone like Trent. You know, he's world class and of that bracket. So yeah, it would be it would be madness if Liverpool were to sort of leave any gaps there in terms of, you know, how much he's appreciated or what they're willing to pay him or, you know, what role they're willing to give him. You know, they've already shown that they're willing to build so much of their current team and the future teams around them.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, the Milner one, he was a very good vice-captain for Liverpool because whenever he did take the armband, he was brilliant and he was so good around the dressing room. We've seen him sort of going to academy matches and all that. He was a role model, wasn't he? Led by example. But he was never the heir apparent to Jordan Henderson because he's all going to start. Where was Trent?
Trent's more like a, you know, Steven Gerrard type figure, isn't he? You know, at Liverpool where, I mean, I don't agree with it, but a lot of people, Jordan his time as captain, so well, actually Carragher's more of the captain of Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Steven Gerrard's more of the symbol of Liverpool, but Trent's like that, isn't he? Trent's sort of, you know, he's your boy, isn't he? He's not your sort of, you're in there to shout at people and to sort of, you know, to overtly be that captain figure. He's an example player and someone who sets standards, you know, through his the quality of his play. Obviously, he's got the symbolism of being a local lad and a, you know, an inspiration to, you know, future generations as a captain. So yeah, he's very much in that Gerrard territory, and I don't think Steven Gerrard was ever let down in terms of his wages that he was being offered. I know he had a little bit of a wobble at one point, but I think that was resolve pretty quickly.
Yeah, Liverpool are going to want to avoid anything of that sort. Aren't they with this? You know, I mentioned there sort of off the cuff and in passing that Real Madrid and Barcelona have shown an interest, and you mentioned Man City, but this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about a player who, if there's even a sniff of him becoming available, those sort of clubs would be all over. We had it with Levi Colwill to a lesser extent. We thought there might be a chance of getting Colwill out of Chelsea, so we were all kind of sniffing around it. If Trent ever showed any signs of a wobble, there'd be Real Madrid banging down the door.
Yeah, I mean Barcelona, I would question, given their financial issues, that they might have to do a little bit more digging before they can start targeting players like that. But yeah, you're right. Like, you know, it's one of them, isn't it? Real Madrid's interested in Trent Alexander-Arnold. I know. So is every club in the world. You know, it's a bit like that, isn't it? But yeah, absolutely. We know he belongs at the top level. He does, and I suppose the other thing it does bring about a little bit of a pressure of getting back into the Champions League from Liverpool perspective, you know, for players like him. You know, if you get into 2-3 years out of the Champions League, it does become that issue then, you know, a bit like Arsenal. You know, Arsenal found themselves in the back end of the Wenger era and then beyond, where players that they would have built their whole sort of world around, they couldn't because they wanted to go and play at that level. So Trent's definitely in that category that, you know, yeah, his phone wouldn't start ringing if he was ever thinking about leaving Liverpool. And thankfully, I don't think that's going to be an issue anytime soon.
No, normally, like I said, get it wrapped up nice and swiftly, please, Liverpool, get him tied down. That'd be fine by all of us. Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that small section of my conversation with a brilliant Neil Jones. If you'd like to watch or listen to the show in full, head to redmenplus.com now. Sign up as a captain or a legend, and you'll get that, plus all the other amazing content that we do here every day at the Redmen TV. Take it easy.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.